Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1519. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisul Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoshe Lerafur Shlema Lisheva Bas Yehudis Rezel. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas of Dabedaver, what one could talk about, what one can't. We started last shir. We actually got off a little bit on a tangent, but going into the chizuk of Shabbos, which is a wonderful, beautiful thing, how we have to look at Shabbos. So I just wanted to explain how the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos on page 104 explains the difference between Mimsei Chefsecha and V'daber Dover. What do we mean by that? We've been learning the two different things. You have Mimsei Chefsecha, which is, you know, if I go to a certain place, I have a construction site, and it looks like I'm, you know, surveying the place, surveying the site on Shabbos, even though I'm not actually doing Malacha. Of course, we said that can't be done. And then you have V'daber Dover, which is talking. If I'm talking about what I'm going to be building on Sunday, Monday, also can be done. So they're very, very similar, but where do we draw the line as far as a distinction goes? So he brings that on page 104. There's a Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos. Although the restriction of Mimsei Chefsecha and V'daber Dover seem to coincide, the two principles are not the same. They're very similar, but they're not the same. Okay, so he explains, Mimsei Chefsecha refers to a promotional effort, a promotional effort towards the Melacha after Shabbos. In other words, you're actually showing, you're doing an action sort of with your body, if you want to call it, right? I walked to the construction site. I'm not doing the construction, but I'm surveying I'm looking and surveying and seeing what needs to be done at the construction site. So I'm actually doing something. I'm a promotional with my body. I'm doing a mamshin and effort and going there, although not doing the malach itself. As far as V'daber Dover, that part of it refers merely to an expression of intent. Okay, it's just the actual talking. I will build my house on Sunday, right? It's an expression of intent to do the malacha after Shabbos. So one is actually the physical going. Again, they're both no malacha being done, and you're not doing one of the Lamed Tes Melachos, the actual building, nothing over there. One is but the actual physical, you know, bringing your body over there and surveying the place, and one is the expression of intent, okay? So he goes on to explain, hence, therefore, Mimsei Chefsecha entails any effort, even if by speech, right? Mimsei Chefsecha could even be by speech that promotes the or expedites one's ability to perform a malacha or other Shabbos prohibition after Shabbos. So it could even technically be by some sort of speech if it's going to promote it or expedite it, right? Whereas V'daber Dover is a restriction on the expression of one's intent to do the malacha. Okay, like the expediting means you do an, even with your mouth, but you do an action whereby it could push it ahead, as they say in English, promotes or expedites, right? Where the V'daber Dover, the speaking itself, is only the intent. I want to go to the store to buy this. I will do this, right? But you're not. It's not really helping you in any way. However, it can happen that one's verbal statement or expression may include the elements of Mimsei Chefsecha as well as V'daber Dover. You could say a statement and have both the Isra of Mimsei Chefsecha and the Isra of V'daber Dover. Therefore, it's very possible to transgress both, to be over both Isurim right at one time. For example, so what would be such an example, right? It's an interesting, very interesting how we slice it and dice it. They're two separate Isurim, right? Albeit not one of the Lamed Tes Melachos, but they're two separate Isurim, two separate prohibitions where they could be done separately, or they could even be done in one statement. It's very interesting. So he says the first example would be holding business meetings for discussions and negotiation business dealings, okay? Planning stock transactions, interesting, right? Fiscal strategies, right? You want a person is his talk. He's not actually doing. He's not writing or something like that. But he's planning the stock transactions. He's negotiating business deals. These type of things. There are other Yisurim involved in there also. But this will be lechayra Mimsei Chefsecha and V'daber Dover. You really right for both. This will be a transgression of Mimsei Chefsecha, right? Because technically you're physically doing something, sort of, and V'daber Dover, because again, you're involved in the saying of the item also. But it's going to promote, like he mentioned before, and expedite the deal. You're planning. You're actually making a plan for this stock transaction. You're actually making plan. You're actually doing business negotiations, which will take. So it's going to expedite or promote the thing, because you're physically doing something, and for Dava Dava, you're saying it too. Whereas, for example, like we said, if somebody says, "I will drive my car Tuesday," it doesn't merely promote or expedite anything, right? So that's what he's saying. Because it entails the elements of both prohibitions, there is a discussion. Number one, there is a discussion of a malacha, of malacha intentions, expressing intentions to implement business plans, right? That stock transactions, business deals, I am expressing intentions to implement business plans, and this will promote and expedite what I'm doing. And B, the meeting, albeit merely verbal, right? Obviously, they're sitting, they're not writing. It's not in Shabbos, they're not writing, but there's a meeting going on, for negotiations for business. Business deals, right, as we say, right? So the meeting, albeit verbal, right, serves as an active preparation for expediting malacha plans. So that's really part of the Vadava Dava part. It's really again, it's part of the promoting and the expediting, but you're actually talking it out, which is the Vadava Dava, because you're saying what you want to do, right? But it's more than just saying what you want to do, because you're now promoting and expediting. So that is why it falls. A case like that would fall under both Mimsech Hefsech and Vedaber Daver. So that's interesting. We'll continue with some more examples like this, which could come up quite often upcoming Shirim. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch Kol Tuv.